Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Two for Tuesday. It is a beautiful summer day, the year of our Lord, 2021, August 10th. Welcome to Facebook Live here. I will let the Facebook Live populate and then move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Tracy Calvert in Savannah, Georgia. Welcome to our Facebook Live. Tracy, good to see you. It's my privilege and pleasure to be your coach and your friend. Honored to be here. Beth Devine. Beth, meet Tracy Calvert. Tracy, meet Beth. The two of you have not met at any of my events. Beth has been a long-term client of mine going back to 2013, and I am honored to have been her coach for many years. For those of you who are internet marketing, seek internet marketing, I highly recommend Beth Devine. Beth, please let them know how to reach you. Henry, looking forward to coaching you tomorrow. I did see Al Perhacks. Good to see you this afternoon. And I did see, who did I see? I saw Ted Janik. Good to see you, Ted. Erica, good to see you. Ted, good to see you, my brother. Scott Lucas. Al is another one of my coaching clients that I highly endorse. Welcome, everyone. Scott, good to see you. Good afternoon. I did not turn the air conditioner on before the Facebook Live, so I am experiencing California heat. Kate Grace, good to see you this afternoon. Matt Smith. Everyone take a big, deep breath and release. If I had Aaron Knight with me here sitting beside me, and Aaron is on today's Facebook Live, I would ask Aaron to take a deep breath and release. For those of you who ever heard of meditation, meditation is a very, very, very skilled modality that you can learn, and it will give you great benefits. Cindy Smith, thank you for rehiring me. I am honored to be your coach. Ron Ziegler, everyone say a prayer for Ron. Ron is going through difficult times with dialysis and kidney. Ron is a warrior. He has been with me for many, many years here. So I just had a discussion with Transcendental Meditation, a client right before me, and I happen to know a lot about that. Transcendental Meditation, I grew up very close to the home of Transcendental Meditation in Fairfield, Iowa, and the name of that school is Maharishi International University. If you want to look that up, you may be able to find content where you can do some remote courses. I also endorse Aaron Knight every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Aaron is a very, very skilled meditator and a meditation coach. Kate Grace is here this afternoon. Kate is also a very skilled coach. Susan Dampier has joined us. Thank you, Susan. So awesome to see you. Kate, be sure and Kate Grace, list your Let Go group. For those of you who have not met Kate, Kate is a skilled sales professional, entrepreneur, and a woman who is very, very talented in letting go. She hosts a Let Go group on Facebook. Susan, good to see you this afternoon. I'm feeling you, Susan. Looking forward to watching you flourish in the future, as I'm watching many of you. I've watching many of you have breakthrough years. It is so awesome. So good to be here with you. Let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Suggested reading for the event today, Greg Braden, Spontaneous Healing of Belief. My client that I coached last hour, Sean Meyer, informed me that she saw Greg Braden speak just a few weeks ago, or a few days ago actually, in West Virginia. For those of you not familiar with Greg Braden, his books have been published by Hay House in the last few years. He's a quantum healer, and I highly recommend him. He is featured in a downloadable movie. This is a movie I highly endorse that you download for free. It is called The Esoteric Agenda. The content is also applicable to everything that's going on the world today. And I do want to discuss the world today from a non-political situation, but from an energy position. So a lot is happening. For those of you who are in the now, in the know, August 11th is a significant date. I'm not certain why it's a significant date, but it is a date that has been mentioned for the last 18 months. So if you feel your body reacting to stimulus or you see content or information, do not overreact. It is a date that you will find out tomorrow what the date means, just like I will find out what the date means. But it is a date that has been dripped and dropped around my culture for well over a year. And so it's a situation that you want to be aware of, not to be fearful of, but whatever happens, happens. Navigate it, adapt and adjust. Do your best to be your best. Focus on revenue producing energy. Focus on service and value, and focus on being your best self. So that is the content for tomorrow's situation. Now for today, let's focus on letting go as a skill. I've been saying this for years, like multiple years, going well over 20 years, I've been teaching letting go. And in the last several years, I've really advanced myself, not only in mastering letting go myself, but being able to teach the mastery of letting go. There are coaches that I have coached who've gone on to be exceptional let go coaches. Joe DiBianca is one of the best let go coaches that I've ever coached. Matt Smith, who is on today's Facebook Live, has a deep understanding of letting go. Kate Grace has a deep understanding of letting go. Susan Dampier, Tracy Calvert, many of you that I've coached for many years are really starting to understand the mechanism of letting go. And if I didn't mention your name, it's just because your name didn't pop up, but many of you that I have coached over a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 year period are beginning to live the skill of letting go. Aaron Knight understands that as well. So that in your communication, in your dialogue, the affirmation that you continue to affirm is, I'm always letting go. So you state that, you say that, you affirm that, so that there's a reflex to it, so that there's a mind-body connection to letting go. So when someone pisses you off, that would be the term that would affect your prostate or your menstrual cycle or your bladder or any other multitude of situations. But when you feel those feelings of anger, resentment, and other situations, that you can move into a state of always letting go. And when you're always letting go, you are always letting go. So that you are not the mind-body connection to the events that you hold on to. So if you're producing and you're speaking or you're in your business and then there's children in the background, the dogs are barking, the train, you hear the train go on and off, you're able to easily and effortlessly let go. I live in Stockton, California, and for whatever reason, there are trains at nighttime frequently. And so the trains that I hear frequently, I mean, I let go of them. They're loud. I mean, they're very, very loud. Now, in the past, I would have let it bother me, and I would make a story up around it. But since I've learned to let go, letting go is a breath, a release. It's a connect with the abdomen. It's bring the breath up to the top of your mouth, take it out through your nose, you breathe and release, and it will allow you to separate your feelings from any anxiety that you are experiencing so that you are not the mind-body connection of the events that shape the feelings, so that you are not distracted, you are not angry, you are not resentful, you do not lose your composure. Have you ever been coaching someone and all of a sudden they start talking to their children, and like right in the middle of you speaking to them or having a conversation, they're just like over there? So you want to be able to give people that space, because that's obviously someone who does what they do and they're not disrespecting you. They're doing what they do. They do what they do frequently. And the more you understand that, that you won't personalize it. You won't make it about you. My housekeeper laughs because I'm so balanced and mellow. Even my kids are running around and creating chaos. That's awesome. So that's the trained mind-body connection. That is Susan, who just edified that, saying that she's able to be productive and be herself without being overwhelmed with children in the background. And that's a skill that a few women are able to master. They're able to build a business with the chaos that comes with children, house cleaning, dogs, pets, cockatoos in the background, and other situations that are going on. And that means you're able to adapt and adjust. In California, occasionally we have blackouts. So I've adapted and adjusted that. I have an old style landline, the old style landline. Yes, the one you pick up that has the cord. So I can plug that into the wall, even though the electricity is out And I can still coach a client with an old school telephone. Now, it's not the rotary one, but it's still the touch one. So that's adapting and adjusting so that I continue to keep the flow going. That means being able to let go of, oh my God, how long is this going to last? So a lot of holding on is a story. So we tend to hold on to stories and recreate stories based on the stories we hold on to. But as you begin to let go, I mean, you really learn to let go so that letting go is a skill. You're actually living letting go. I mean, you're in it. So letting go is not a myth. It's not something that you're not able to master, but it does require the repetition and the experience. The difficult part about letting go is that people make it difficult because there is no difficulty in letting go. Letting go is letting go. But for someone who doesn't understand letting go becomes the analytical egoic mind. Letting go meaning that I don't understand it. This doesn't make sense. After all the book, I read the book. I didn't get it. I read all of his books. I did it. And so, but that's not what it is. It's not the book. It's the mechanism. And the mechanism is as simple as silencing your inner critic. That's where you start. Accepting the situation for what it is. Someone recently said to me, and they were like going off on this topic of, I should be further along. I can't believe I'm not here. I looked in my finances and I'm so pissed off. I can't believe I've done this to myself. I'm 50 years. So here's the story. It's just like going on and on. It's a drunkalogue. So this woman is telling herself a drunkalogue. And I know the woman. The woman has a lot of talent too. However, she's in the future of what didn't happen, disappointed because she's not where she thinks she should be. So you can't possibly let go of that energy. And so I was assisting her to understand that in letting go, you would accept where you are without being critical. So if in this situation, there was a lot of debt, there was no prosperity, there was no assets, then there was a certain age she was. And so she wanted to just continue to create the payoff. The payoff that I articulated for her is that she wanted to be right. She wanted to prove to herself she wasn't good enough. Now, when she actually grasped that, it was a head swiveling moment for her because she actually grasped that. After 2 years of coaching, that registered with her, and it was like the mechanism, like you turn it right 17 times and left once and then right once and the tumblers line up and it's click. And so that clicked for her. And she was not a bad student or any of this. It's just that she was now in a place of alignment that she had a better understanding of what acceptance is. When an addict lives in denial, there is no possibility of recovery or sobriety. It is not possible because the addict wants a little more. The addict will lie to itself. The addicted analytical ego will tell itself it won't drink until noon, and then at 10 o'clock it will drink because that's what addicts do. An addict always wants a little more. An addict has challenges letting go of being critical because an addict's been critical of himself their whole life because they grew up having other people be critical of them. So being criticized and criticizing self and criticizing others becomes a way of life. And so that critical advisor just goes off like a bell. And that's what so many people live in. They live in this I'm not good enough energy, and they won't let go of it because letting go of that would contradict their struggle, and that would separate the payoff. The payoff is so challenging for people to understand because they just can't fathom that I would actually do this and create a payoff and actually receive a benefit. The benefit that the ego creates in avoiding letting go is that it doesn't have to be responsible. Now, that may not seem like a benefit, but to an addict, it's a benefit because they don't have to be responsible. And by not being responsible, they don't fail and they don't succeed and they get to stay a victim. And so even being a victim is a payoff for people because, as Tracy said, it's self-sabotage. So that self-sabotaging becomes a payoff. That way, I don't have to change. I can continue to do the same thing and recreate the same story over and over because I'm emotionally addicted to it. So this is where recovery and success contradicts being an addict and failing. And so this is what many people hold on because failing is familiar. They still hold on to this because it's familiar. And any one of us can let go of it at any given time. And so letting go begins with acceptance. Its second phase is forgiveness. And while doing this concurrently, meaning at the same time, you start to have a longer breath cycle. You're breathing and releasing a lot more frequently to where you take a multitude of breaths, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 times a day, and you will find that a lot of people don't breathe. They hold their breath, and they started holding their breath as children because the atmosphere they grew up in was so scary. It was overwhelming. There was trauma going on. There was alcoholism. There was abuse. There was sexual trauma. There was sexual abuse. A whole multitude of situations that will keep most of society doing the same thing over and over to fulfill the same set of feelings. Letting go becomes such a skill that when mastered, it can bring you right back to peace like that, just like that. And so in that skill that you master in letting go, and you don't have bad days. You have a few challenging moments. So you can have a morning meltdown, but that doesn't ruin your afternoon. You can have conflict with someone and yourself, and you can ask forgiveness and let go easily and effortlessly. Jennifer Marie, good to see you this afternoon from Long Island, New York. Jennifer Spa, good to see you. Jennifer said, yes, I do that. I remind myself daily to do my deep breathing. So factor this, that if you're learning how to breathe, you're the law of the few. Most of society, watch your relatives, watch people in your circle of influence. When you go to an office, when you go to any situation in the public, watch how most of society is in fight or flight. They're overwhelmed. They're in a short breath cycle. They're holding on, and you can pick up on it easily. When you're prospecting, communicating, selling, branding, you'll see a lot of society is in an overwhelmed state. But as you learn to breathe and you have a longer breath cycle, that natural breath that you had as a child, that breath right before you go to sleep, that breath you have when you let go, that breath you have in certain situations in life, you just feel so good. It's that feel-good feeling. Start to recreate that over and over and over, because that changes the chemistry between the brain and the gut so that you're now in your body. Now, Aaron said rolled shoulders and staring into the ground. So that's rounded shoulders. That's a rounded shoulder syndrome. We also tend to drop a shoulder, raise a shoulder. It has an effect on our gut. And there's a lot of people in today's world right now, they're doing a lot of detoxing and cleansing. Let's see, just last week, Cynthia Dombrowski posted a coffee enema group that you can join. That's Cynthia Dombrowski. She is not on today's Facebook Live, but I highly recommend her. She's an exceptional woman. Dr. John Nosti has joined us. Dr. John is one of the top dental practitioners in the world, and I highly recommend him. He is very skilled at cosmetic dentistry. He is a good man. Good to see you, Dr. John. Awesome to have you join us here. John, you have a lot of friends here out here. John, please, if you would, go ahead and post your website. You never know who will contact you and want to speak to you as a top-tier dentist. Charles Anthony Jablonski, good to see you, Charles. How are you, my brother? Inhale the positivity, exhale the negativity. Good to see you. Cindy Smith, good to see you this afternoon. I know that you're really starting to practice the skill of letting go. And there are people who have been in recovery and sobriety for many years that you can really enhance your sobriety by letting go and silencing that inner critic. That's what can actually take you out of being a dry drunk or an angry recovering addict. I mean, it can absolutely give you peace, that rest in the soul. So you're no longer in the analytical egoic mind, you're in your body. And I've heard many of you say affirmations that I've taught you, in a relaxed body. So much of how you're going to let go is the way you communicate with yourself. So the way you communicate with yourself will dictate how you communicate with your others. So if you're critical of yourself, you're going to be critical of others, or you're going to criticize yourself for not being able to communicate or articulate with people because you're not good enough. And as you begin the skill of letting go, then you can practice, I'm always letting go. It's not that it's easy, it's a skill that you can master. Dr. John specializes in cosmetic dentistry, but he's also a multi-skilled entrepreneur. He's also a very skilled articulator, and he's also a skilled speaker. And he's also a very good mentor, and he's a very skilled practitioner. And Jennifer Spar, if you haven't met Dr. John, reach out to him at some point. He is a very, very skilled man. Colleen is on today's Facebook Live. Her husband is also a top-tier dentist. Colleen and her husband own a top-tier cosmetic dentist practitioners in Florida and is also a very skilled business owner. Colleen, how are you this afternoon? Many, many friends and compadres are of you. I've had the privilege of, I was Colleen's coach for 5 years, and Colleen is letting us know that she's at the beach. Is that Ponte Vedra Beach, Colleen? Because if it is, you absolutely deserve it. That would be the law of the harvest. And so for those of you who want to live a good life, so Colleen said, producing while my kids play. Very good. Now that is a skilled multitasker. There are many multitaskers on today's Facebook Live here today. Tracy Calvert, Colleen, Susan. I mean, many of you are very skilled multitaskers. You're able to build enterprises while having children or multiple business ventures. And that's a lot of letting go, because if you're overwhelmed, that just will not happen if you're unorganized, undisciplined. One of the biggest advantages of letting go is you can start to organize your life. If you're not letting go, you're going to be holding on to a lot of stuff. You're going to be holding on to feelings. You're going to be holding on to people. You're going to be holding on to situations. And it's going to keep you doing the same thing over and over when you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feeling that creates the separation. So the separation is non-physical, it's emotional, and what it really means is you're just not as pissed off anymore. You're not as angry anymore. And this changes your energy, so the flow that emanates from you is not like, go ahead, confront me, because I require someone to be my force or counterforce. And you're not in road rage. You don't have to prove you're right. You're not in the ring anymore. You're able to let people go easily and effortlessly. And if you're an employer, then you don't feel attached to your employees. You don't feel like, oh my God, if this person leaves me, it could ruin me. Or if you're building a team of people, you're not like overwhelmed, and you're not angry if someone decides to leave or quit or drop off auto ship or whatever they do. Or if you're selling insurance, you're not losing it if someone cancels a policy and you go, oh my God, I'm going to get a charge back. This could absolutely, oh, I'll never be able to pay the freight. And well, that's part of the law of averages in any business, because there's a flux and an influx. People come and go. And when you're letting go, what you're doing is you're letting go of people, places, spaces, faces, personalities. Your dog's going to die one day. I mean, replace the dog, and instead of going into grief, celebrate people's lives. And see, that's all part of letting go. And it's all, when you live in that, then you're not in anxiety, fear, and doubt. So that emanation that you emanate from your body, the energy that you transmute becomes from love, joy, bliss. I'll tell you right now, the content that I've read today, the content that's been sent to me today, if I didn't know how to let go, I would be losing my religion. I would be like overwhelmed. It would be easy for me, because I have been down the rabbit hole for 23 going on 24 years. So on a daily basis, I follow about 80 people on an app who have various opinions of what's going on in the world. And I like to follow that content. But if I really took it all on, I'd go, oh my God, what's going to happen? Tomorrow's August 11th. Well, I also remember the Mayan calendar of 2012, Y2K of the calendar ticking over, and the bank collapse of 2008. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard the economy is going to collapse. I mean, how many times do we hear that? And the FICA system can only handle so many years after 50 years. I mean, there's so much content that if you don't know how to let go, you'll be overwhelmed. And I mean, the jab, the mask, the diaper, I mean, all this stuff. I mean, you can just absolutely fuck yourself up by being overwhelmed, or you can absolutely let go of it and be who you can be and do what you can do with what's going on in the world. Because no matter what, you're free until you tell yourself you're not. Because you're going to be free until you take your freedom away. Your freedom will be taken away by your anxiety, fear, and doubt. And until whatever happens, happens, it hasn't happened. And you also have to factor that we Americans, we are resilient. This ain't our first rodeo. We've defended ourselves on 3 different occasions, and we will do whatever we have to do. So, Meg Ann, good to see you this afternoon. So we will do whatever we have to do, because we are who we are, and we are free. We are born to be free, and we are absolutely going to stay free, because we are free men and free women. We will not succumb to tyranny. That just ain't going to fucking happen, Chief, because this is, we are who we are, and we are always letting go. So letting go doesn't mean you turn your cheek. It doesn't mean you turn your cheek to tyranny. You man up, you woman up, you cowboy up, you cowgirl up. But it means you just don't take on fights that aren't worth the energy. If you have to take a stand, you take a stand. But you take a stand when you know you're going to win. You don't take a stand to be in conflict to prove you're right. You take a stand because you're a man and woman of integrity. And when you take that stand, you're not doing it to prove someone wrong. You're doing it to be your best you. And you will do it. You'll stand back to back with men and women you'll stand back to back with men and women because because it comes from meaning, cause, and purpose in that situation. It doesn't come from wanting to be right. That comes from wanting to be free. And see, that freedom that you seek, it's attained, first of all, by freeing yourself of the past. And when you free yourself of not being good enough, that's when you really start to transmute a different energy. So tyranny will bow to consciousness. Tyranny thrives on fear. And so if you're in fear and doubt, then you've already lost before you won, because now you're trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do if this happens. I mean, I'm going to be in the cave. I'm going to be in the shelter. I'm going to go to another country. There's no other country to go to. You're right here, right now. And it's going to be your responsibility, your ability to respond to whatever happens on a daily basis in the situation that is happening right here, right now. I mean, it's right in front of your face. It's right behind you. It's all around you. And you are good enough. You are unequivocally good enough to stand up to any tyranny because you don't fear it. The only thing to fear is fear itself, and that's really what it means. See, with so many people, they fear, they're in anxiety about the future that hasn't happened. Well, there's nothing to do other than produce results, live in the solution, adapt and adjust. And if you have to prepare, if you believe in whatever you believe, and you're prepared, then you're prepared. And so when you're in that space, that's as good as it gets right there. That's letting go. And then, but see, if you let what's going to happen on the 11th, it can affect your whole day today, worrying about a tomorrow that hasn't happened. That's why it's so important to create hay when the sun is shining. So Meg Ann says, headed to school board meeting to combat mask mandates and this overreach, but you are speaking to me. Thank you very much, Meg Ann. I unequivocally endorse you and would be and am inspired for what you are becoming. Thank you very much, everyone, for being here on today's Facebook Live. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be with you. I'm going to go meet with one of my contractors at this old house this afternoon and resolve some conflict and move into the solution. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you have not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call with me, feel free to reach out and access that. And if you're an existing client, former client, or a new client, reach out to me. I always have unique marketing propositions for you. Have a great afternoon, everyone.